Nathan Triplett is the mayor pro tem for the city of East Lansing. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. The city center deal has been scrapped by the city council. It's a big, big deal, more than $100 million project. What happened?
Well, we reviewed some financial information last night as part of our due diligence process on two critical issues, namely the city's debt and our ability to repay bonds that would have to be issued for the process. And the council agreed unanimously with a motion that I offered that the plan was simply financially infeasible. So great idea, bad plan.
Why was the city involved in a development plan with their money? Why not have the developer deal with it?
Well, the city owns several of the pieces of property in this project, and it would have involved significant public elements, a new theater that would have been operated by Michigan State University, a public parking garage, significant infrastructure improvements, and beyond that, in these downtown redevelopment projects, typically across Michigan and across the United States, it's not uncommon for these projects to be undertaken as public-private partnerships because otherwise they just don't happen. You need to have this cooperative effort to make the economics work to redevelop versus these developers going out to greenfields and building out in new areas outside of our downtown.
All right, what changed, because it looked like the deal was done and you were all set to go, what changed from then till now?
Well, as you know, this project has been several years in the making, and we had initial approvals quite a while ago, and then the council was waiting on a comprehensive financing plan. We got that a little over a month ago at this point in time and entered into a due diligence agreement so we could take the time that was necessary to do a thorough evaluation. We finally got that information late last week, had our first opportunity to look at it at last night's meeting, and the numbers spoke for themselves in regards to those two issues I mentioned, city debt and our ability to repay the bonds with tax increment financing revenue. And when you see numbers like that where it's simply not financially feasible, the only responsible course of action for the council to take was to say, this is too risky for the city and our taxpayers, and the project would not be moving forward.
So what happens now with that land?
Well, obviously we all recognize that the corner of Abbott and Grand River is a critical piece of property for East Lansing, so we will continue to focus on finding an appropriate development for that area. This does not change the fact that the applicant, the developer, owns several of the critical pieces of property, including the bank building that's right on the corner. And he will obviously have the right to pursue a development that he would like to bring forward for those properties. In that regard, the ball is in his court. And as far as the properties that the city owns, we will have to go back to the drawing board with the city and the Downtown Development Authority and figure out what's next for us. So, in short, both parties are sort of back to square one. We'll be looking at what's best for the community and for those parcels.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thanks a lot, Tony.